Hey guys, what's up? You just tuned in to your favorite podcast, Phenomena Nations. I'm your host, Blaze9. Originally today I was supposed to be doing an episode on the Incredibles movie from 2004. But I had to scrap that idea. I'm hoping that I can get a very special guest with me to talk about the Incredibles though. Not today, but some other day. So today I decided that I'd do a little, my first really conspiracy podcast about conspiracy theory. Chemtrails. Dun, dun, dun. These thingies, the chemtrail conspiracy theory is, like, we've all seen these things. Those white tails coming out of planes and stuff that you see overhead. Okay, let's get started. I guess, yeah, I don't think there's anything. Okay. The chemtrail conspiracy theory is based on the belief that long-lasting condensation trails, quote-unquote, called chemtrails by proponents, consist of chemical or biological agents left in the sky by high-flying aircraft and deliberately sprayed for purposes undisclosed to the general public. Believers in the theory argue that normal contrails dissipate relatively quickly, and contrails that do not dissipate must contain additional chemical substances, etc. A contrail is what people say is actually coming out of the plane. Condensation trails coming from the jet engines. Those who subscribe to the theory speculate the purpose of chemical release may be solar radiation management, weather modification, psychological manipulation, human population control, or biological or chemical warfare that the trails are causing respiratory illness and other health problems. The arguments have been dismissed by the scientific communities. Idiots. I'm just kidding. I don't want to get sued or anything. There is no evidence that purported chemtrails differ from normal water-based contrails routinely left by high-flying aircraft under atmospheric conditions. Although proponents have tried to prove that chemical spraying occurs, their analysis has been flawed or based on misconceptions. Because of the persistence of the conspiracy theory and questions about government involvement, scientists and government agencies around the world have been repeatedly explained that the supposed chemtrails are in fact normal contrails. So here's a little history on my chemtrail history. Like, basically the first time I ever heard of chemtrails. So, the first time I ever heard of chemtrails was I was hanging out with Crispy from my other podcasts, episodes. My friend Jacrispy and I were hanging out, chilling. Watching the sky. And we saw this, jet flying overhead. And it was releasing those, quote-unquote, contrails. And then Jacrispy said, them's chemtrails. He didn't say that exactly, but he said they were chemtrails. I didn't think much of it at the time, but after I've been doing a little bit of research, listening to podcasts on talking about chemtrails, and doing research for this one, I realized that chemtrails are bad ooga booga. That's all I can say. So, there we are. The term chemtrail is comes from the words chemical and trail, just as contrail is comes from the word condensation and trail. How about a little history on the thing? Here's some history for you. Chemtrail conspiracy theories began to circulate after the USAF, the United States Air Force, published a 1996 report about weather modification. Following the report in the late 1990s, the USAF was accused of spraying the U.S. population with mysterious substances from aircraft, generating unusual contrail patterns. What? The theories were posted on internet forums by people including Richard Fink, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correct, and William Thomas, and were among many conspiracy theories popularized by late-night radio host Art Bell, starting in 1999. Art Bell, my bro! He is also the same person that sort of popularized Shadow People. I believe I'm going to get to a Shadow People episode soon. Like, very soon. As the chemtrail conspiracy theory spread, federal officials were flooded with angry calls and letters. A multi-agency response attempting to dispel the rumors was published in 2000 by the EPA. EPA! The Environmental Protection Agency. The Federal Aviation Administration, FAA. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. And the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. Do they really need so many smart words in there? Many chemtrail believers interpreted agency fact sheets as further evidence of the existence of a government cover-up. The EPA The government refreshed its posting in 2015. In the early 2000s, the USAF released an undated fact sheet that stated the conspiracy theories were a hoax fueled in part by citations to a 1996 strategy paper drafted within their Air University titled Weather as a Force Multiplier. Owning the weather in 2025. Whoa. Weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather in 2025. That's dumb. How can you own the weather? The paper was presented in response to military directive to outline a future strategic weather modification system for the purpose of maintaining the United States military dominance in the year 2025, and identified as fictional representations of future situations/scenarios. The USAF further clarified in 2005 that the paper, quote-unquote, does not reflect current military policy, practice, or capability, unquote, and that it is, quote, not conducting any weather modification experiments or programs and has no plans to do so in the future, unquote. Additionally, the USAF states that the quote chemtrail hoax has been investigated and refuted by many established and accredited universities, scientific organizations, and major media publications, unquote. The conspiracy theories are seldom covered by the mainstream media, and when they are, it's usually cast as an example of anti-government paranoia. For example, in 2013, when it was made public that the CIA, NASA, and NOAA intended to provide funds to national to the National Academy of Sciences to conduct research into methods of to counteract global warming with geoengineering. An article in the International Business Times anticipated that, quote, the idea of any government agency looking at ways to control or manipulate the weather will be met with scrutiny and fears of a malignant conspiracies, unquote. And mentioned chemtrail conspiracy theories as an example. Here's a little descriptions. I got descriptions here. Descriptions. Get your descriptions. Proponents of the chemtrail conspiracy theory find support for their theories in the interpretations of sky phenomena. Videos posted to the internet and reports about government programs. They also have certain beliefs about the goals of alleged conspiracy and the effects of its alleged efforts, and generally take certain actions based on those beliefs. Let's see here. I'm just looking through researches. Proponents of the chemtrail conspiracy theory say that chemtrails can be distinguished from contrails by their long duration, asserting that the chemtrails are those left by aircraft that persist for as much as half a day or transform into cirrus-like clouds. The proponents claim that after 1995, contrails had a different chemical composition and lasted a lot longer on the sky. Proponents fail to acknowledge the evidence of long-lasting contrails shown in World War II era photographs.
Also, it has been said that, contrails
have been used for cloud seeding, and G. Crispy, when I was hanging out with him, he said, if the chemtrails stay in the air for, like, if they don't dissipate within a while, it'll rain somewhere in the next 24 hours. That might explain quite a bit. Okay, let's get back to this. Proponents characterize contrails as streams that persist for hours, and that with their crisscross grid-like or parallel stripe patterns eventually blend to form large clouds. Proponents view the presence of visible color spectra in the streams, unusual concentrations of sky tracks in a single area, or lingering tracks left by an unmarked or military airplanes flying at a typical altitudes or locations as markers of chemtrails. Photos of barrels installed in the passenger space of an aircraft or flight test purposes have been claimed to show aerosol dispersion systems. The real purpose of these barrels is to simulate the weight of passengers or cargo. Barrels are filled with water, and the water can be pumped from barrel to barrel in order to test different centers of gravity while the aircraft is in flight. Here, Jim Mars, who is this, has cited a 2007 Louisiana television station report as evidence for chemtrails. In the report, the air underneath the crosshatch of supposed chemtrails was measured and apparently found to contain unsafe levels of barium, I'm not sure, sorry, at a 6.8 parts per million, 3 times the U.S. nationally recommended limit. A subsequent analysis of the footage shown, however, that the equipment has been misused, and the reading exaggerated by a factor of 100. The true level of barium measured was both usual and safe. In 2014, a video went viral, showed a commercial passenger airplane landing on a foggy night, which was described as emitting chemtrails. Discovery News pointed out that the passengers sitting behind the wings would clearly see anything being sprayed, which would defeat any intent to be secretive, and that the purported chemical emission was normal air disruption caused by the wings, visible due to the fog. In October 2014, Englishman Chris Bovey, I'm sorry if I'm butchering that name too, filmed a video of a plane jettisoning fuel on a flight from Buenos Aires to London. I am definitely butchering every single name I say. Which had to dump fuel to lighten its load for emergency landing at Sao Paulo. The clip went viral on Facebook with over 3 million views and more than 52,000 shares, cited as evidence of chemtrails. He later disclosed that the video was done as a prank and consequently he was subjected to some vitriolic abuse and threats to several conspiracy believers. Maybe he's... Ooh! A new episode of Tim and Sid's available. Wow. Maybe the government was, like, just shutting him up and forced him to say that he was, pranking. Ooh! Another episode of Blurry Photos podcast. Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh no, 1 second. Did I lose that? No, good thing. So maybe the government was shutting him up and making him say that it was a prank. Government conspiracies. So yeah, that in some accounts the chemicals described as barium and aluminum salts, polymer fibers, thorium or silicon carbide. Chemtrail believers interpret the existence of cloud seeding programs and research into climate engineering as evidence for the conspiracy. Here I got beliefs. Various versions of the chemtrail conspiracy have been propagated via the internet and radio programs. There are websites dedicated to the conspiracy theory and is particularly favored by right-wing groups because it fits well with deep suspicion of the government. Wow. A 2014 review of 20 chemtrail websites found that believers appeal to science in some of their arguments, but do not believe that what academic or government-employed scientists say. Scientists and federal agencies have consistently denied that chemtrails exist, explaining that the sky tracks are simply persistent contrails. The review was also found that believers generally hold that chemtrails are evidence of a global conspiracy. They allege various goals, which include profit, for example, manipulating future prices or making people sick to benefit drug companies, population control, or weapon testing, use of weather as a weapon, or testing bioweapons. One of these ideas is that clouds are being seeded with electrically conductive materials as part of a massive electromagnetic superweapons program based around high-frequency active auroral research program. HARP. H-A-R-P.
HAARP. Believers say chemtrails are toxic. The 2014 review found that they generally hold that every person is under attack and often express fear, anxiety, sadness, and anger about this. A 2011 study of people from the US, Canada, and the UK found that 2.6 of the sample believed entirely in the conspiracy theory, and 14% believed it partially. Analysis of response. So you could say, people believe it. An analysis of responses given to the 2006 Cooperative Congressional Election Study showed that 9% of the 36,000 respondents believed it was completely true that, quote, the government has a secret program that uses airplanes to put harmful chemicals into the air, unquote. While a further 19% that believe that this was somewhat true. Wow. Contrails here. Contrails, or condensation trails, are streaks of condensed water vapor created in the air by an airplane or rocket at high altitudes. Fossil fuel combustion, as in piston and jet engines, produces carbon dioxide and water vapor. At high altitudes, the air is very cold. Hot, humid air from the engine exhaust mixes with colder air surrounding it, causing the vapor to condense into droplets or ice crystals to form visible clouds. The rate at which contrails dissipate is highly dependent on weather conditions. If the atmosphere is near saturation, the contrail may exist for some time. Conversely, if the atmosphere is dry, the contrail will dissipate quickly. It is well established by atmospheric scientists that contrails can persist for hours, and that it is normal for them to spread out into cirrus sheet. The different sized crystals and contrails descend at different rates, which spreads the contrail vertically. Then the differential in the wind speeds between altitudes, wind shear, results in horizontal spreading of the contrail. The mechanism is similar to the formation of cirrus Uncinus clouds. Contrails between 2,500 and 25,000 and 40,000 feet, 7,600 and 12,200 meters, can often merge into an almost solid interlaced sheet. Contrails can have a lateral spread of several kilometers, and given sufficient air traffic, it is possible for contrails to create an entirely overcast sky that increases the ice budget for individual contrails and persists for hours. And there you have it. Those are chemtrails. Wait, let's check this out. And I also have a bunch of other stuff about not just the chemtrails, but, well, yes, it is chemtrails. But so in the Vietnam War, the American Army would release this thing called Agent Orange, which is highly toxic and is known to cause cancer and many other diseases. 14 to be exact. And they would let it down on the Vietnam ground, destroying farms, causing them to starve the enemy army. And after a couple years, people
people would get sick from that, and oftentimes if they had children there, after being exposed to Agent Orange, their children would have birth defects such as missing limbs or spinal cord thingies and bad stuff. That's all I can say. And yeah. That's about all I have to say about chemtrails. It's just bad ooga booga. Bad stuff. Be aware. You need to be aware about this. So, at the end of every episode, I'd like to say a couple things. Oh, wait. I believe I got a question from one of my viewers, my listeners, sorry. And they asked, is Blaze9 your real name? To answer your question, no, it isn't. And they also added, if not, why do you use a fake name? Well, Blaze9 is not my real name. I use a fake name because it helps me get away from the boring real life of real life. Helps me get away from the boring regular life. Using a fake name makes me... It's not that I enjoy being someone else. It's just that I like to get away from the boringness of life. Having, you know, just being regular. I just want to, you know, just chill. Helps me get away from just regular life, I guess. And, well, my real name is Max. That's what I can say. And, not Blaze. So, and I'd like to ask you guys, if you'd like to fund, donate, or sponsor my podcast, you go right ahead and do that. And, leave a comment. You do not know how much that means to me. It means a lot, just so you know. And recommend this to a friend. Just that random guy at Subway or the worker at Starbucks. Anyway, thanks for listening. If you have any questions or comments, please email me. And I believe that's it. Thanks for listening, and keep on listening. That's all I have to say. Thank you.